Next case, please.
Case number 10386, CMH Incorporated, south of Road 629, east of Road 224, being lots 3 through 8 within James P. Mayhew Development. A variance for the minimum lot size required to place a mobile home, manufactured home.
Name and address.
Steve Becker, 108 Montreal.
You swear or affirm testimony about to give to be the truth, whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Right.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Okay, can you explain to the board your request for this
variant
for this home?
We're looking to do a spec house on about a half acre lot. We understand that the lot needs to be 3/4 acre.
Mm-hmm.
So we're short of that. The land home package we're putting together would be a little less than $120,000. Present mortgage we're looking at, about $600 a month, even a bit less. Affordable housing. The very definition of it. The pictures we're passing around show the neighborhood content, single wides, some double wides, empty lots. What we're putting in conforms to the neighborhood, perhaps upgrades the neighborhood just a little bit. Then in addition, gentlemen, there's a picture of the front of the home that we're looking to put in there, so you'll have a point of reference.
Mr. Becker, I don't know if anyone already informed you, the ordinance used to be that there was a requirement of 5 acres for a mobile home to be placed on a parcel, and because of the many requests and approvals from this board for mobile homes on less than 5 acres, a few years ago the county council changed the ordinance to 3/4 acre. And since that time, this board has been reluctant and only under extreme circumstances have we approved any, typically for family situations, those kinds of things. I don't recall any allow for speculation or anything, so just wanted to give you a heads up on that.
We started out with a family who lived in that area. We're approved for this land home package. We would have presented them here tonight. Their situation on financing changed at the back end. They made kind of a financing error, co-signing for a loan. When they did that, they no longer qualified for the end loan, leaving CMH Homes with this piece of property. We do not want to go back against the family that was originally approved for this. I think that would prove fruitless. So here we are with a piece of property, a chance to improve that piece of property with a home on that, and then make that available to someone else in Sussex County, helping them out of a situation. Perhaps they're renting for $1,000 a month, and perhaps they can do better by moving into something improving their lives. So I'm looking here for the variance.
So the original family was going to put a stick-built home there?
They were going to put this double-wide home out there. But when their financing fell through.
So they would have faced the same dilemma?
They would have.
Okay. Can you, I guess you heard in the first case this evening, I asked the gentleman to address the standards for granting a variance, which were in your application. Do you have those, and can you address those?
I don't have the application.
Would you like to borrow mine?
Well, the only uniqueness, of course, on that would be that it's less than 3/4 acre and yet for sale. So if you're looking for a lot for sale, which is less than 3/4 acre zoned AR1, I guess we're going to have a problem putting anything out there, which addresses it cannot otherwise be developed, not created by the applicant. The size is the size. They came to us with this piece of property and the idea to develop it with a double wide. The price on that piece of property was like $32,000, $33,000. It fit into their overall plan of being able to finance something under $150,000. And in fact, we're a good deal under that. Certainly, it addresses the issue about not altering the accessional character of the neighborhood, seeing that the rest of the neighbors have identical size lots with equal or lesser housing, as some of the pictures will so indicate. I think we're helping the neighborhood by upgrading the housing. Minimum variance, we're looking for relief there, because I understand it's 3/4 acre. That's why we're here up front, presenting ourselves as upfront as we can about this, and certainly not coming at the back end. I was told that wasn't the way to go a couple of years ago.
Thank you.
Appreciate that.
And your company owns that parcel?
Yes, we do.
You purchased it for the original?
We purchased it, yeah. We did the construction loan for the folks, and when they could not get their end loan, now we have a piece of property.
And you sell only mobile homes, not modular?
We sell modulars as well. The difference being, again, the value of the particular house. If it comes back to us that, yes, you can do that, but you must put a modular house out there, well, we will accede to that request as well. We have not moved forward with the project since the original borrowers backed out. Came here first.
I appreciate that.
Actually, with the modular home, you wouldn't need the variance either.
Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board on Mr. McCabe?
Sure.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Mills?
No.
Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I can appreciate what the applicant is trying to do, but the fact that standards, at least in my opinion, aren't met in that the property can be otherwise developed and not necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. As the applicant stated, they have modular homes that can be put there as well.
Mm-hmm.
I would make a motion to deny case number 10,386.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman that we deny case number 10,386. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. The case has been denied in its present.
Is there an appeal process?
Yeah.
It's a Superior Court.
Okay. Next case, please.
Case number 1.